Count levels out, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And the Campbell Camels with a 7-0 lead against the Duke Blue Devils in Lillington, North Carolina. Those are your midweek ACC baseball scores. One out, nobody on, 2-2 outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill's got 8-run lead to play with. Don't need to mess around, go right at him. Payoff delivery on the way to McDuffie. Ball 4 to the ninth place hitter and a 216 hitter. 90-mile-per-hour fastball that he could not locate. That's the first walk and only the second blemish so far today for Cam. Gave up a solo homer to Nick Hassan to lead off the second. Runner at first, one out. Back to the top of the order. Braden Edson. So Edson, who started this game as the pitcher. Now we've got a pinch runner coming on, so Shamar McDuffie will come off, and pinch running over at first base is Cooper Williams. Williams steps in the game to pinch run. Interesting pinch runner here at this time.
Pinch running for the Owls at first base, number 22, Cooper Williams.
A little surprising. Now they're going to have Williams go back to the dugout, make sure he's got his wrist guard with all the play calls.
Next up for the Owls, the designated hitter, Braylon Edson.
So now's Edson's turn to try and get back some of those runs he gave up. 6 of them, 5 were earned. A rough go on the mound for Braden Edson. Cam Hill out of the stretch. Double check to first, brings it home. Breaking ball, big rip. Came up empty, strike one. Edson lined out to center field his first time around. One out, one on. Top of the third, Georgia Tech 9, Kennesaw State 1. Leg whip and fire. Another breaking ball hung it over the middle of the plate, and Edson pulled it foul. No balls and 2 strikes on Edson. No Spencer Hansen in the lineup today for Kennesaw State. He's been banged up a little bit. One of the top hitters on the club with a 362 average. The 0-2 from Hill, lefty-lefty, out of the slide step, in the dirt. Great block by Lackey. Keeps the ball in front of him, and Williams cannot advance. Edson out of McDonough, Georgia. He was high school teammates with Nick Hassan, so those two have played a lot of baseball together. First for Strong Rock Christian, and then for Kennesaw State. Fastball, carve him up outside corner at the knees. Edson knew it, couldn't take the bat off his shoulder. 5th strikeout. Cameron Hill got the last two looking. 2 out, 1 on. Zach Corbin coming up. He was a strikeout victim back in the first. Jackets put up 7 runs in the bottom of the first, 2 more in the second. Hill trying to put up a 0 here in the top half of the third. Starts with a breaking ball, and Corbin could not hold his swing. Strike one. Stretch kick and fire on the 0-1. Late on the gas. 89-mile-per-hour pitch, but Corbin fought it to the net. No balls and 2 strikes. Jackets with 9 runs on 9 hits and perfect defense to this point. 1 run, 1 hit, and 2 errors for KSU. About as bad as it can get for Kennesaw State. The 0-2 chopped off the plate. Giesler's going to wait on it. Fields, hop, step, throw. Got him with a good stretch by Jones over at first. And that's out number 3. So the walk does no harm. A couple of strikeouts and a ground out for Cam Hill, and that'll send the Ramblin' Wreck back to the plate in the bottom half of the third with a 9-1 lead on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
For over 35 years, Stonehenge has brought the very best classic rock to lovers of the music that you don't hear on commercial radio. You can expect to hear blues rock, psychedelic rock, progressive rock, hard rock, space rock, country rock, and all that lies in between. However, you won't be able to predict what will be coming next. We guarantee that you won't catch us playing the same tired old material pumped out by so-called classic rock radio stations. Stonehenge begins with a classic rock album of the week played in its entirety. Then we kick off the weekend with more than 3 hours of the finest rock music on earth or elsewhere. Stonehenge every Friday night on 91.1 WREK Atlanta.
You're locked into Georgia Tech Baseball.
Bottom half of the third inning coming your way on the Georgia Tech Sports Network. I'm Bryce Zimmerman. Glad to fill in today for Wiley Ballard, who is over at Truist Park. You've seen him often on the Bally's sports broadcast of the Atlanta Braves. He's having a good time. He and Blooper getting into it, I've noticed. Got to stay away from Bloop, man. That guy's dangerous. Also, Colin Lacey up at Truist Park helping out that TV crew. So you're stuck with me. Hope you have a great time here this Tuesday. So far, if you're a Yellow Jacket fan, you got to like where this one's heading. Bottom of the third, 9-1 Jackets. Matthew Ellis has had a hand in that. Two-run double back in the first inning. Also has hit into a 4-6-3 double play. Maybe no Yellow Jacket hotter than Ellis, who has extended his hitting streak to 16 and his RBI streak to 13. He does look at strike number one here from Renfro. Came on and got out of a jam in the bottom of the second. Here's the 0-1 on the way. It's in the dirt. One ball and one strike for Ellis. I was watching Ellis and hitting coach James Ramsey have a dialogue during BP today. Ellis very receptive to whatever Coach Ramsey was telling him. Spraying the ball all over the field when he wants to, he can really lay into one. I like the all-fields approach that he's been taking. 1-1, took a shot the other way there, fouled off. You know, for a big guy like Ellis, it's really easy for swings to get out of whack, and he is a big dude. 6'4", 248 pounds. Transferred in from Indiana. They've been able to unlock some things with him over the last couple of weeks. Down in the count here, though, Renfro's 1-2 on the way. Low with the heat at 92. A lot of Georgia talent between these two clubs. In fact, Kennesaw State is mostly Georgia. They only have one player that is not from the state of Georgia on their roster, and that's Posey behind the plate. High chopper handled on the short bounce behind the second base back by the shortstop. Williams, who makes the throw over. Williams did remain in the game, so McDuffie is out of this one. And Williams gets the call. He remains in the game defensively. Ellis is retired 6-3. There's slick play there by Cooper Williams. Cam Jones on his way to the plate, right-handed hitter. Playing first base again today for Danny Hall. Renfro, wheel and deal out of the stretch, even with nobody aboard. Missed the target, low and outside, ball one. Jones with a walk, a single, two-run score. On-base percentage likely going to go up after this one. Renfro's 1-0. Again, low. Two balls, no strikes. It was a light crowd early, but folks have started to file in with this one. Shadows crossing the inside of the diamond and stretching into center field. Still center, second, first, and right field splashed in sun a little bit on the mound. 2-0, hooked down the left field line, but foul. Two balls and a strike on Jones. It is about a perfect evening for baseball. I know they call it the boys of summer. I like the spring. Give me chilly. I don't like cold. When we were here in February, or when I was here in February, it was cold. Not freezing cold, but cold. This is about perfect. 73 game time. Maybe dip into the lower 50s by the time this one's over when the sun goes down. That's camping weather. Here's the 2-1 on the way. Out into left field. Hassan drawing a beat on it. He'll make the catch. Hit pretty well off the bat of Jones. but he's out number two. And Renfro's got an opportunity to do something that has been a rarity in the early going here for Kennesaw State. Let's have a clean inning. You'll have to get Giesler. A walk, a double, a run scored for John. You know that camping weather I'm talking about, though? You know, warm during the day, but not hot. Settle into your tent at night, bundle up into your sleeping bag, take a peek at the stars, and watch the temps get down. Something where campfire feels good and not forced. You know, you have a campfire at 88 degrees, it just ain't right. Fastball outside. Now the 1-0 on the way to Giesler. Same result. Two balls and no strikes on John. Like a s'more doesn't taste good when it's 94 degrees outside. I'm sorry. It's got to be below 80 to truly enjoy the warmth of a toasted marshmallow and melted chocolate on graham cracker. 2-0 to Giesler is down again. Three balls and no strikes. I got to say, I am surprised that the s'more has not made its way into more ballpark food items. I mean, it just seems like it makes sense, but maybe it's because it's a summer game. 3-0 is a strike at the belt, 3-1. But at college baseball park, February s'mores, come on. That should be a thing. 3-1 outside, ball four. It will not be a perfect inning. Second time today that Giesler has made his way to first on a free pass. Runner at first with two down. Jackets lead this one 9-1. Peyton Green has done his part, knocked in a run with a sack fly back in the second, popped out with the bases loaded in the first. He's 0-for-1 officially, but does have an RBI, his 31st of the season. You got thoughts on s'mores? Send me a message on Twitter, at Zimglish, Z-I-M-G-L-I-S-H. I apologize, but I do not have access to the Gmail account for the Georgia Tech Baseball Radio. So we're going to have to do any trivia question entries. I've got a pretty good trivia question, I think, through Twitter. If you don't have Twitter, you can send me an email if you want. Breaking ball is low. Two balls and no strikes on Green. Mine's easy. Bryce.Zimmerman@gmail.com. I don't mind putting it out there. I already get enough junk email, so it'd be nice to get a real one from a real person. Bryce.Zimmerman. I'll repeat it again a little bit later. 2-1 after that fastball strike from Renfro. 9 runs on 9 hits for the Jackets. They've been efficient. They've stranded 5. 2-1 into center field. A line drive base knock off the bat of Peyton Green. That'll look good tomorrow. Has himself a hit. Brings up Bobby Zmarzlak. So two out, and Georgia Tech doing some more damage now. Runners at first and second. Renfro was able to get Ellis and Jones, but the walk to Giesler. Single by Green, and here's Zmarzlak. Two-run double back in the first and scored a run, grounded out to the shortstop in the second. We're in the third inning. It's his third at-bat. He's the seventh-place hitter. That's how it's gone for Kennesaw State on the mound. Renfro fastball, carved him up on the inside corner. Pretty good pitch there. Didn't get a radar gun reading, but I would imagine that was around 90. No balls and one strike. Renfro sets, takes a couple of checks to second base. Now a third. Brings it. Too low. A level count, one ball and one strike on Zmarzlak. Bobby, a hulking figure in the box, 6'5", 212 pounds, senior from Stamford, Connecticut. The 1-1, swing and a miss. 1-2. Always like to see a transfer from Stamford. Zmarzlak's got very good power. BP puts on a show. 1-2, got it by him. Fastball, blew it right by Zmarzlak for out number three. So a hit and a walk do no harm. It's the first scoreless inning pitched by Kennesaw State hurler, and it belongs to Renfro. We've completed three in Atlanta. Georgia Tech 9, Kennesaw State 1 on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
The passion, the tradition.
For over 35 years, the Stonehenge Show on WREK 91.1 FM has brought the very finest underground classic rock to lovers of the music you never hear on commercial radio. Stonehenge begins at 8 p.m. every Friday night with the classic rock album of the week. Then we kick off the weekend in fine style with more than 3 hours of the finest rock music in the cosmos. Stonehenge, putting the class back into classic rock.
Georgia Tech Baseball.
Still an 8-run lead for Georgia Tech. Yellow Jackets 9, Kennesaw State 1. Bryce Zimmerman with you here at Russ Chandler Stadium, McNeese Baseball Park. The wind has died down a little bit, but still blowing out to center field. Last remnants of sunlight remain in center and in right field. Smattering over at first base, clear blue skies. And it doesn't get much better than this. April 23rd, 73 degrees at game time. Now 70 degrees. Yellow Jackets with a large run lead. Cameron Hill will toe the rubber again. Second time through the lineup against 3, 4, and 5 in the order. Isaac Bowden coming to the plate. Strikeout victim back in the first. He's 0 for 1. Hill starts him. The fastball on the outer edge. 92 mile per hour journey into the mid of Von Lackey. Strike 1. Left-hander peers in, 6'6" frame, wheels it, deals it, low. And inside, one ball and one strike on Bowden. Bowden, a stocky kid in the box. 15 multi-hit games for him this year and hit 2 home runs in his Division I debut. Entrenched in that number 3 spot for Ryan Coe as a breaking ball skips in the dirt, 2 balls and 1 strike on Bowden. No Spencer Hansen available. Kennesaw State, as they start to look towards the A-Sun Championship, try and make it into that tournament. In a good spot right now. 2-1, skied in the air out to center field and deep. Wynn going back. So is Burris. He leaps, and he caught it! Drew Burris robs Bowden of extra bases. Not sure how close that was to being a home run. But Burris with a big grin on his face, sunglasses glinting as he made this catch, timed it perfectly. I don't think it was getting out of there, but it was definitely going to be extra bases and certainly close to the top of the wall. Stellar catch for a star center fielder. One out. Now Hassan. Ball he hit. I don't think it's landed yet. Got a 1-0 pitch from Cam Hill that he tattooed over the left field fence, but that's it for the noise today from the Kennesaw State bats. Slider caught the inside corner to start off Hassan. The left-hander wheels it, deals it. Another very good breaking ball. Starts at the hip, ends at the knees, over the plate for strike 2. Hill with a deep breath, rock and release on the way. Hassan spoils a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Count remains, no balls and 2 strikes. If you're just tuning in, you've missed a whole heck of a lot. 7 runs in the first for Georgia Tech, 3 2-run doubles as a part of that, but for Ellis, Zamarzlak, and Lackey. The other run came on an RBI hit from Trey Younger. Fastball sails outside now on Hassan. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackets added 2 more in the second, a sack fly from Green. And another RBI hit from Lackey, who has 3 runs driven in. So from 0-2 to 2-2 as another fastball stays up in the zone. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Hassan. And a line drive through the left side hole. They had 3 infielders on the left side against Nick Hassan, and he still stung it hard enough to get it through there. And Hassan has figured out Cam Hill. He's been the only one. Both hits for Kennesaw State belong to him. He continues a stellar senior season.
The first baseman, Donovan Cash.
Just a fastball that had too much of the plate there from Cam Hill. Missed on those other 2-2 pitches, and that was the time to do the damage. Donovan Cash takes a belt high strike, 89. Cash popped out to the first baseman in the second. He is 0 for 1. Hassan, not much of a threat to go over at first base, a short lead. 0-1, tip down into the dirt. Threw him the changeup, 80 miles per hour. No balls and two strikes on Cash. Out of Sharpsburg, Georgia, Donovan Cash. Top half of the fourth inning. Jackets lead by 8 runs. And again, he's got Cash 0-2, but misses wildly with his next pitch. Moves to 1-2 and see if Cam's learned his lesson. Can he attack here and put away Cash? The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball had Cash completely fooled. Another strikeout for Hill. And this is the Cam Hill that Georgia Tech and Danny Hall want to see. Getting swings and misses, cutting through a lineup, attacking. He's throwing a bunch of first pitch strikes today. He's got the breaking ball working. That could be very useful to get a good Cameron Hill going with his final stretch of ACC run coming up in the next month or so. Chiarello stands in and takes the breaking ball for a strike. He's thrown 4 first pitch strikes to start this inning, and the last 7 he has faced a first pitch strike. Another breaking ball shaved off a piece. Chiarello stays alive. And the count is 0-2 on the right fielder. Chiarello making his 46th start as a true freshman. He has not hit a home run, though. 46 starts last year as a freshman. Off speed downstairs, 1-2. This year he's played in 32 games, 29 starts, out of Etowah High School up in Woodstock, not too far from the Kennesaw State campus. He has not homered, though, since May 19th of last year. The 1-2 on the way. He won't do it here either. Ring him up and sit him down. Cam Hill, crossfire strikeout. He fans 2 more. The top half of the fourth inning, a scoreless frame. A hit from Hassan, but that's it. Midway through the fourth, Georgia Tech 9. And the Kennesaw State Owls just 1. We've got the trivia question coming up next on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Catering solutions for your next campus event are closer than you may think. Proof of the Pudding is on campus 7 days a week for all of your catering and event needs. No matter the occasion, we have the resources and staff for events of any size. Whether it's tailgate parties, fraternity or sorority mixers, meetings, or conferences, Proof has got you covered. For more information and bookings, you can find us at www.proofpudding.com, or you can reach out to our email at gtproof@outlook.com.
There's always gonna be the girl to please.
Lost in the Stacks is the original research library rock and roll radio show, broadcasting every Friday at noon right here on WREK Atlanta, 91.1 FM.
Yellow Jackets lead this one 9-1. It's time now for our trivia question of the day, and went down the rabbit hole for this one. Georgia Tech has had many, many major league alumni, so guys that have played baseball in the major leagues. There's been a lot of pitchers, okay? And once upon a time, I was feeling nostalgic. Once upon a time, there was an era where pitchers hit regularly in Major League Baseball. That era was not that long ago. Can you name at least three of the five Georgia Tech alumni pitchers that have homered in the major leagues. And a bonus point if you can give me the all-time major league Georgia Tech alumni pitcher home run record holder. Okay. Got a new pitcher on the mound here for Kennesaw State. Taking over is, I believe, Brooks Rosser. The numbers are a little bit hard to find here. It is Rosser, the senior, 6 foot four, 220 pounds out of LJ, Georgia. Missed with a first pitch breaking ball, but now hooks it in on the inside corner against Vaughn Lackey for strike one. Lackey today perfect. Single, a double, run scored, three runs knocked in. I'll repeat that trivia question in just a minute. 1-1, chopped to the left side. Three bouncer, handled at shortstop by Williams. Low throw, but scooped out by Cash. 6-3 put away, out number one recorded. Fourth pitcher of the evening on the mound here for Kennesaw State. Rosser gets the first man he faces. Now Bichetti coming to the plate. So once again, five primary pitching players that are Georgia Tech alumni in the major leagues have homered as Major League Baseball players. Can you name three of those five? Some of them are very difficult. You're going to have to go into the vault. The fastball is low and outside. If you cannot name three, how about you name the most recent one to do so? And also for bonus points, as Bichetti pops it up on the right side. It's not going to be playable, though. Souvenir for someone in the stands. For bonus points, who is the all-time Georgia Tech Major League home run leader for pitchers? See if you can get those answers to me. Bryce.Zimmerman at gmail.com, another foul ball. Bryce.Zimmerman at gmail.com. You can also send your answers in via the Twitter machine, or X, whatever we're calling it, at Zimglish. Breaking ball. Strike three. Front door, Bichetti. I don't even know if he could have had a possibility of swinging at that pitch. A slow hooking curveball. Right through the front door, Bichetti buckled his knees. Didn't like the call. Two out back to the top of the order. Trey Younger coming up. Fourth plate appearance and four innings for Trey. He's been aboard three times. No surprise there with the way he's been getting on base. There's the sweeping breaking ball again from Rosser for a strike, 0-1. Younger reached on an error, scored a run back in the first, single with an RBI in the second, and walked in the third. The 0-1 on the way to Younger. Slide piece, low and outside. Evens the count, 1-1. Kick and fire on the way. Breaking ball, he hung it. Younger puts a charge in it out to center field. Wind pushing it back, but in center, making the catch just shy of the wall. Chris Cole for out number three. It is a perfect frame, and that is news for Kennesaw State as Rosser's able to come in and get the Jackets 1-2-3. Four completed in Atlanta. Georgia Tech 9. Kennesaw State 1 on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
You can tune in at 10 p.m. on Tuesdays for Live at Rec, featuring the hottest bands from Atlanta and around the country playing live on air. That's Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. only on 91.1 FM WREK Atlanta.
To go back one more time.
Tired of the typical rock music you hear on the radio? Listen to Rock, Rhythm, and Roll on weekday afternoons to hear Rec's interpretation of the standard rock format. You can hear from any number of genres, including punk, blues, hip-hop, indie, and much more, during Rock, Rhythm, and Roll every weekday afternoon here on Rec 91.1 FM.
As temperatures climb,
Georgia Tech Baseball